Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Africa, my mother. Africa, my mother. My mother. I kiss thy face, men call earth. I pledge to thee who gave thy royal birth. Thy children scattered and battered for centuries now see in time of barriers and space. To grasp and only embrace that which time will never erase or mortal men replace. Thine antiquity is beyond question, the crucible of first life. Out of thine ebon first cometh all gradations of humanity. Trampled and down pressed thou be because of human generosity. Your children now arise to dispel the gloom and cast the veil from our eyes, that we in oneness may bring forth the full liberation of this our blessed land, Africa. This is hope. We can see the signs of peace coming to the earth. Man now start to realize we are of a single birth. The Berlin Wall was not too tall to keep one people apart. The sons and daughters of Attila possess their father's heart. The 38th parallel, a living hell, will be dissolved by united endeavor to prove to the adjusters of the earth that it is only one Korea. Isms and kingdoms wax and wane, theocracy stands forever. The Albion Asiatic squat in Africa's north, he too will have to get up. Look about these squatters out, you'll not be able to hold back. The sons and daughters of Cetiwio is now on the attack. I warn ye, children of Romulus and Remus, offspring of the she-wolf beast, unlock Africa's isles south, north, and east, because in time the vultures of the earth shall have their feast. You'll have to be subdued for everlasting peace. They who destroy Geronimo's sons will eventually pack up and go back to their catacombs of ice and their perpetual snow. Then the earth will obey Almighty's plan and none will be Superman. This is ganja. What is ganja? We know it's a plant created by God to fulfill man's want. The powers that be says men should not use, they use it in secret yet show it abuse. Genealogy says plants came before man. Creation decrees Almighty's plan must stand. The wise user finds it a herb of peace. From the stresses of life you get perfect relief. It's a bone of contention by men who are vain. They try to suppress it while man suffers pain. Their plans and efforts must come to naught, for from the dawn of time this herb God brought. There's no comparison between ganja and rum. The former keeps you cool, the latter makes you glum. Rum, as we know, is an agent of death. With the using of ganja, you draw it new breath. The taking of rum has eaten out your head. They who continue to use it will wind up dead. Remember, one is created, the other manufactured, and the evils of men we have always lectured. So cast not your verdict before making a test. True conscience in you will show you the best. For rum, as we know, will pronounce your doom. All hail to great ganja, the solvent of gloom.